Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 7th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing fantastic. A recap of yesterday's show starts now. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org and ronpaulinstitute.org, doing a phenomenal job. We talked about the military propaganda. Yeah, Adam Dick wrote an article about this in detail. And really, data shows that the Pentagon and the CIA have exercised direct editorial control over more than 2,500 films and TV shows, including both Top Guns. Yeah, so you got to look at that and you go, wait a minute, hold on. Why is the Pentagon and the CIA exercising control over movies and television shows, etc.? Well, ladies and gentlemen, because they want to peddle propaganda. They want to minimize the evils of war. They want to glorify war because that fuels right into the Pentagon's military-industrial complex, a bunch of money. It also helps us participate around the world in war. We're in over 130 nations, militarily speaking, ladies and gentlemen, because they've simply sanitized war. In the movies, in the TV shows, they've kind of glorified war and made it out to be, hey, we got a bunch of war heroes going on, protecting God, family, and country. They want you to believe, wave the flag, we got to celebrate. Hold on. It's all propaganda, folks. War is very, very evil. The dark side of war is not a pleasurable experience. They don't show all that because then Americans won't want to go to war. Then Americans won't be so pro-war. Positive on the wars, right? We literally train kids in video games for war. They learn to be first shooters, right? And then when kids go ballistic with guns, we wonder why. The true evil behind government mass school shootings. Alexander Bruce, LouRockwell.com with this piece, talking about how, look, we have literally trained these shooters. They all are involved in psychotropic drugs. They're all kids that don't have connections to God or family. No respect for country. They're trained by video games to be first shooter military men. They're armed to the teeth. They're provoked. They're all in psychiatric care of some kind, mental health issues. It's all known. They've really highlighted what they're going to do before they do it, and nobody seems to stop them. And even when they get in there and go crazy with a gun, Nobody goes in to stop them. They literally sat in this last case in Texas for over an hour, and no one went in to confront the shooter, even though all the manuals have taught us. Since the Columbine shooting, all the manuals for the law enforcement, training says go in and confront the shooter immediately. Yes, you might be at risk, but that's what you signed up for. You'll save lives if you do that. But in every case, we have cops just sitting there. Tons of cops in the hallway doing nothing. Finally, a Border Patrol agent off duty goes in and confronts the shooter and kills him and stops it. And then we run around with the classical narrative. We got to take away guns from everybody. Hold on a second. Wasn't a good guy with a gun the way we stopped every single one of these thugs? So the answer would be more good guys with guns, right? What if you had a good guy with a gun that had the guts to go in earlier? Wouldn't we have stopped the shooter earlier? But all they say is take away more guns. See the propaganda? Do you see how these two news stories are tied together? The military propaganda, the Pentagon, CIA, literally controlling editorial control over 2,500 plus movies and TV shows. And then you got the true evil behind America's mass shootings. Every one of them has government ties somehow. Strange, weird ties. They all have psychotropic drugs. They all have fathers that are absent, mothers that are negligent. Divorces, trouble with opposite sex, go on and on and on and on. Everybody says, yeah, we saw that one coming. The guy was a nutcase. Yeah, he wrote online about what he was going to do. He even wrote a manifesto. People saw the manifesto. He armed himself to the teeth. He went live to cover it on social media. And we go, yeah, Sam's peddling propaganda there, but leave Facebook up. Just shut down Sam. It is insane, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Michael Bolden of the 10th Amendment Center doing a great job as well. 10thAmendmentCenter.com, he says, we the people must be ready, willing, and able to resist federal encroachment when it comes. Yeah, it's going to come, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have essential steps to nullify gun control. We used a case study to make the point with Lowell Nelson first hour yesterday. Missouri Second Amendment Preservation Act. Yeah, the federal government literally cannot force states to help implement and or enforce any federal act or program. It's called the Anti-Commandeering Doctrine. It's based primarily on five Supreme Court cases, the latest one of which is the Good Sheriff Max case. That's right. Sheriff Max's greatest 10th Amendment decision ever rendered in America. Prince Mac versus U.S. Sheriff Mac beats Bill Clinton at the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, hey, Sheriff Mac can't keep his oath of office and obey the federal government at the same time. It's an unsolvable quandary. There are dual sovereignties at the federal government, or the general government, and the state government level. And the states have their own sovereignty, and the federal government has no authority whatsoever to mandate, force any government, local officials to do anything. There's no authority, folks. No granted, no delegated authority. You got it? Good. So Missouri is doing a great job in one of the quintessential gold standards when it comes to gun rights. And Missouri just needs to repeal all gun laws at the state level. They've done a great law or a great job rejecting the feds in the state of Missouri, but they got to stop the state people too. Because see, how do you control guns at the state level, but then say, oh, it's really bad when the feds do it. It's really bad when anybody does it. Ask the founders. That's why they say, look, your right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. What part of that don't they understand? Well, they understand the only way they could create tyranny in America, the only way they can down the greatest country on the face of the earth is if they go ahead and take away the guns, right? Then you won't be able to fight back. The founders understood this, and that's where the quintessential line was drawn. The founders were very patient with King George and all the minions that were sent over, right, from the mother country, from Britain, etc., right? But when they said, we're going to come for the guns, then the founders, then the patriots, then the revolutionaries, whatever you want to call them at the time, right? Then the Continental Army said, I don't think so. We're not going there, because if we do, we'll never be able to go back. That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live with Lowell Nelson. Great job on that. Second hour, we had Dr. Scott Bradley with us. To preserve the nation, his lifelong goal and collegiate series to match. FreedomsRisingSun.com, his website. And we doubled down on the same topic, gun control, and how evil and wrong and misguided the agenda is. And how dangerously close we really are to losing our right to keep and bear arms. Even the Republicans are now betraying us, ladies and gentlemen. So we talked about Biden calls for banning, quote, assault weapons. But see, that's, again, part of the propaganda. What do you mean assault weapon? If I'm a good guy with a gun, it's not an assault weapon. It's a stop the thug weapon, is it not? It's a rape me not weapon. If I'm a girl and I'm about to be raped and I pull my gun and stop some goofball. So they call it banning assault weapons, but I would say it would be ban a self-defense mechanism in the hands of the good guys, a stop the bad guy gun. But anyway, he does this in the address to the nation. The Second Amendment, he says, like all other rights, are not absolute. Shame on you. You've sworn an oath to uphold the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, President. And you should be impeached and tried for criminal activity for violating those rights, for using your authority, your power, your prestige, your position to betray the American people and literally act like, instead of defending our God-given inalienable rights of self-defense codified in the Second Amendment, you act like those rights are not absolute. Says who? God gave them to me, not you, Joe. So how do you say they're not absolute? Who put you in charge, Joe? See, you're out of control and you need to be impeached and stopped for your abuses, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, that's me going on record saying we need to impeach Joe Biden now. The guy's a nut. The guy's absolutely a nutcase. He wants less good guys with guns. What does that mean? More bad guys with guns shooting, killing, murdering, creating mayhem longer because there'll be nobody there. There won't be a good guy with a gun to stop them, right? You see what I'm talking about? Anyway, while that's all going on, the international Bilderberger globalist elites are meeting in Washington, D.C. to plan our future this week. How do you feel about that? Yeah, you got a bunch of bureaucrats, non-governmental organizations, NGOs, meeting and planning in Davos and all this stuff, now meeting right in the mother lode, right in the Washington, D.C. area to betray us, to take control of you and I, not law makers, not executive branch, not judicial branch, not elected or appointed officials, now bureaucrats from outside want to control you and I, and they want to have a meeting to go ahead and plan their tyranny. Reject it, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, we also played this video from Rand Paul picking apart Joe Biden's secretary over the Ministry of Truth. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I got a truth bomb for you. The Republicans are as bad as the Democrats, ladies and gentlemen. You don't believe me, do you? Well, they are. Yeah, it was the Supreme Court, primarily controlled by the Republicans, that promoted and passed Roe versus Wade, murdering 60-plus million babies. It's a pro-death agenda the Republicans pretend they're against, but they've done nothing to date to stop it, really. I know there's been some little incremental moves at the state level and everything else, and I hope the Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade now, but we've literally endured 60 million babies murdered, and this passed on Republican watch and forced through the courts on Republican watch. It's a shame. Well, the Republicans on the courts have done plenty of damage. Even Homeland Security, which is now being used to promote gun control, was put in place by the Republicans. You see what I'm talking about? Quick pause. Matt coming up in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules. A shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
In message one, we said that Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44, gave the left evil, spiritual power the more they use the lies. The political left today is the beast. Now the Bible confirms that the dragon gave him, the beast, his power, Revelation 13:2. The extra evil spiritual power that comes from the beast by their lying is what accounts for the string of the leftist criminals in the government that have never yet been prosecuted. It also explains why American capitalists support communism in the 21st century. Note 1, that behavior of capitalists was predicted by Vladimir Lenin, a cell of the beast. Note 2, Henry Ford was a capitalist, and he would have never gone communist. The difference between Ford and the present day end-time capitalists is that Ford was born and educated in the Kingdom of Christ, 19th century America, the New Jerusalem, Revelation 21.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So a truth bomb. Republicans are just as bad as the Democrats. I know you feel like they're better, but you've been betrayed. They're better on rhetoric, for sure. They're better on making you believe that they're really for the right causes. But at the end of the day, look, Homeland Security was put into place on Republican watch. Now Homeland Security's the quintessential, take your guns away organization? There now. Yeah, the Republicans put Roe versus Wade in place, too. The Republicans down the line have done some real dirty deeds, done dirt cheap. I'll tell you that right now. Anyway, I digress. Gas prices have nearly doubled under the Biden administration as well, and they continue to go up. That ought to hurt the average American wallet. But you know what? I've always said the American people won't wake up until life gets hard. So bring it on, I guess, right? All right, there you have the recap. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. It's still available at libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net. Spread the word, share the love, would you please? All right, without further ado, Sheriff Richard Mack with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Well, thanks, Sam. It's great to be with you this beautiful Tuesday morning.
All right, a couple of stories for you that I want to highlight. Utah mail-in ballots start arriving Tuesday. So even though there's been all kinds of vote fraud allegations everywhere, we're going to just continue with the mail-in ballots there, skipping the precincts, in my opinion, shutting down local politics as we know it. Serious holes for fraud. But while the Utah mail-in ballots start arriving Tuesday in Utah, they pretend there's nothing going on there. There's huge things going on there, though, I'm telling you right now. Our good buddy has been doing some research and really studying Utah elections right now. And he's got some ladies who are really digging in and getting positive proof of election fraud and everything else. Alex Newman is his name. He writes for the Epic Times. He writes for the John Birch Society and many other great, great organizations. Anyway, we're going to be talking to these ladies here in the next several days or next couple of weeks here, too, about their vote fraud uncoverings, if you will, in the great state of Utah, where, of course, there's no vote fraud, right? Wrong. That's the point. So we'll get into that, ladies and gentlemen, over the next several days. But in the meantime, there's a story that just broke that I got to bring to your attention, Sheriff Mack. I'll summarize some of it here and then let you rock and roll and discuss this in detail. But the headline says, quote, more than 8,000 double registered voters found on the New Jersey voter rolls. That's according to Mark Tapscott from theepictimes.com. Now, Mark Tapscott has been on the radio with me several times, so we know him personally. He's a straight-shooting great gentleman, by the way. And the details of the story says this: New Jersey voter registration records contain more than 8,200, quote, duplicate names, making it possible for one person to cast two ballots, plus another 61 triple registrations.
Oh, my God.
And then they got a couple of quadruplicate registrations going on they've been able to track and mark as well. They got one sex duplicate. Is that a word? Wow. That means a bunch of voting going on there, Sheriff. And that's all according to this group that I don't know much about. Maybe you know more about them than I do, Sheriff. I'm just learning about them right now. Let's see what this group is called. It's this legal group I've never heard of, but it turns out they're nationwide. And they've been doing a lot of studying and a lot of reporting on this. It's a public interest legal foundation, PILF, or PILF, if you will, right? Public Legal Interest Foundation, right? And so they say New Jersey's voter registration rolls and their system, like every other state, can be tricked into registering a person multiple times. Okay? They have the same addresses, and they say this serves as an administrative challenge to be resolved as we see more automated vote by mail. You see, John Public and John Q Public can both vote once, but that same John has voted twice. That's what we're talking about, folks. The actual John's voting twice. They say the most common type, clerical / typographical errors. Yeah, transposed letters there. And the Virginia-based PLIF notified the New Jersey Secretary of State of their findings. And believe it or not, their findings, listen carefully, was only made possible because of a lawsuit over vote fraud. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. When they tell you we're getting nowhere, the courts are shutting us down, there's no proof of vote fraud. Now we went to the courts. The court finally let us look into this a little bit more, and voila. Tens of thousands of other voter records were highlighted with biographical information not being correct, such as dates of birth. See, so you got list maintenance of voter rolls that's at problems here. Okay, they say to get to the root of the problems, this PLIF organization now filed a federal lawsuit to access copies of the data. So, for example, they found 2,400 people on the New Jersey rolls They were listed on there, but their birthdays make them well over 100 years old, Sheriff. You got a bunch of what, centenarians? Is that what they call them?
New Jersey and the liberals and the leftists want everybody voting, no matter how old they are, Sam.
Yeah, so, even if they're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm talking about these people have dates of birth like 1917, Sheriff.
Yeah.
2,398 of those people that have, 1917 or before birth dates.
Well, Sam, the first question that came to my mind was, why would a very blue state, extremely blue state, need to do that? Because the presidential election is going to go to the Democrat anyway. Oh, but then we have one kind of change in there because Chris Christie was governor, and he was a kind of a Republican, maybe moderate, but still nevertheless.
Kind of. A Romney Republican, right? They don't call them rhinos anymore. They just call them Romneys.
Romney Republicans. Yeah, that's good.
That's right.
And,
yes, sir.
And the thing of it is, though, that means that they want to control other elections not associated necessarily with the presidential election.
Oh, that is the point. And that way they can mock us and say, oh, Donald lost in 2020 and you're just crying over spilled milk. You're just not even relevant.
Yes.
But see, it isn't about that, ladies and gentlemen.
No,
sure,
it's
about the 2020 election. It's about Donald, but it's about everybody else too, right?
Everybody. Everybody. Yes. That's
so they say
correct.
New Jersey has some explaining to do. We're talking about maintaining basic voter information.
Yeah, well, that's another thing.
We're talking about long-neglected records at the least, but the fact is it relates to vote fraud.
Well, how would the computers not spit them out or make some sort of indication to someone saying, hey, this person, this name, and at this address, the only thing that's different is that some computer safety protocols should have been programmed into that system where they would spit them out.
Sheriff, but what if I need that person to vote so I can win?
Yeah. Well, there's no question about the subterfuge behind it. But the first question most people are going to have is, why would the computer accept 3, 4, 5, 6 times the same
Sheriff,
person?
Sheriff, because we told it to.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'm not trying to be, but it's because we told it to, or we didn't tell it not to.
Right.
Now, they can play games and pretend it's an oversight and say, well, golly, we didn't tell it not to. But the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, this is a serious problem. Earlier this year, this PLIF group recorded similar problems in the voter rolls of Arizona and North Carolina, as well as tons of problems, of bail-in ballots that went missing and or were confusing. They were rejected as undeliverable in Pennsylvania and in Georgia, Sheriff. Wait a minute. Are we getting to the very heart? 27,000 uncounted mail-in ballots in Georgia alone, sir.
27,000 uncounted?
Yeah.
Why would they do
just
that?
Just so you know, they're probably all Donalds, right?
Well, yeah. It kind of makes you think so, right off the bat.
Well, and I don't know so, but I know this. If you've got uncounted ballots, see, and this is the point.
Yeah.
If you're talking about 27,000 uncounted ballots, I don't care whose they are.
Right.
Right? Because I'm not just gunning for Trump. That's the point here. I don't care whose ballots they are. There's 27,000 disenfranchised people that were not counted because of this mail-in balloting problem. So whether you say that's fraud or malfeasance or, well, we couldn't help it because of COVID, whatever you want to blame it on, I don't care. I'm just saying it's a problem.
Makes me wonder if Jeff Christopher locked in Delaware. Really?
That's a fair question. Quick pause. Sam and Sheriff Mack on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States warned North Korea of a strong punishment if it conducts a nuclear test. As Washington has evidence, Pyongyang could soon set off its first atomic explosion since 2017. Quote, there would be a swift and forceful response to such a test, end quote, and said by Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman in Seoul, South Korea, in a Tuesday meeting with her South Korean counterpart. United Kingdom's Prime Minister Boris Johnson defeated a no-confidence vote by members of his party. The wave of recent criticism was not enough to take down England's leader. The final tally was 211 votes to 148 votes in a secret ballot on Monday.
359 ballots were cast. No spoiled ballots. I can announce that the Parliamentary Party does have confidence.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The CDC is reporting over 82 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines distributed across the country have gone to waste since the start of the pandemic. CVS and Walmart were responsible for more than 25% of the doses that went to waste because of a short shelf life. More COVID-19 vaccine data has been released.
Researchers at Penn State say immunity remains high against severe COVID-19 for about 6 months after vaccination. However, scientists at Penn State College of Medicine say protection against symptomatic COVID-19 begins to decrease about 1 month from initial vaccination. In the largest study so far, researchers determined the vaccines provided significant protection against COVID, but their effectiveness decreased over time. The study looked at data from 7 million unvaccinated and vaccinated individuals 12 years and over. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. PLIF is this group we're talking about. They've been doing a bunch of research across the country. Check this out. Sheriff Mack and Sam Bushman on your radio. In September 2020, so think about this now. September 2020, what's that, a year and a half ago? PLIF released an analysis. Well, how long ago, Sheriff?
Yeah, it's about that. Yeah, it's good.
All right, just making sure because I'm kind of slow. In September 2020... PLIF released an analysis of the voter registration rolls of 42 states. You heard me, 42 states that identified nearly 350,000 dead registered voters still on 41 state voter rolls, with more than half of those in just 5 states. New York, Texas, California, Michigan, and Florida. 350,000 dead people on the rolls, and they've known this since 2020. But yet then we bring up that there's voter fraud, and they say, you've lost your mind, you're a conspiracy, whacked out nut, go away, Sheriff.
Well, they've had to do that, Sam, because they knew the evidence was there, and they had to try to marginalize anyone, ostracize and marginalize and name call and label anybody who was suspicious about the election. Now, Sam, I was on with you and Kurt on election night So would that have been November 3rd, 2020?
I think so, yes.
Anyway, that night, we were on the radio with you looking at all the returns. I had already told you that day and numerous times on your radio show where the truth is announced, and I gave my honest opinion, and it was very similar to Trump's. I said that not widespread voter fraud like he did. I said the Democrats will do anything and everything, including lie, cheat, or steal, or even murder, to keep Trump out. And then that night when we were looking at Georgia, I was looking at Georgia returns coming in on Fox behind. I had the sound down, and I was looking at the returns, and I told you and Kurt that I was calling Georgia for President Trump. I said he's too far ahead. There's not enough votes coming back. And then about 2 hours later, they announced that they were stopping the vote, the tallying. They were stopping the count. And it looks like that happened in just about every swing state. They stopped counting.
Yes, it did. Now, let me interrupt you there, too. When in your life have you heard them stopping the counts? Usually,
never.
I mean, I remember in the days when I got into radio back in 92, following every election cycle, every 2 years, even the off-years elections. And I'm telling you right now, they would stay up until 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning and report it all the way through.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And so I was surprised by that, and I didn't really – I think you and I talked about it the next day or something, that they stopped counting because some of the states hadn't been called yet. I think it took a day or two to actually say that Trump was not going to be the president, but it looked like the trend was there. The swing states were all going for Biden. And so I remember that specifically because I was embarrassed that I had actually gone out on the limb and called Georgia for President Trump. And so now we're starting to see why all these things happen and these irregularities that you're talking about. But now, Sam, there's more than just irregularities. And there's more than this. And their biggest talking point was, yeah, there was voter fraud, but it wasn't enough to overturn the election. We have Biden and the media, CNN and all the mainstream media, ABC, whose former CEO is going to be in charge of the January 6th hearing today, which is another joke. But all of them were saying the same talking points. Biden was saying it. Psaki was saying it. His spokesperson was saying it. All the staunch Democrats and all the staunch mainstream media were all saying the same talking point. There was no proof whatsoever of voter fraud in this election. This was the most honest and secure election we've ever had in history. Although no one ever explained how they knew that, including Mr. Biden. He never once said how he knew that this was the safest election. It was the
And what the mainstream press does that whenever we make a claim is they always say without evidence, right?
Of course. And but the whole thing was a scam, a plan, if you will, just a plan of attack on talking points to brainwash everybody into believing that if anybody like you or me or anybody else, D'Souza, drew the vote, it doesn't matter, Alex, if we ever came up, then the public opinion poll was already against us and we were nuts. And so that's what really has me livid about all of this. And it's really something, Sam, this has gone so far out of control that now we have Democrat governors and AGs and Secretary of States that will not call investigations against another Democrat. They will not pursue any grand juries, any investigations, any indictments, any arrests on anyone that ran for office or that is doing anything now if they are Democrats. And
the Republicans aren't willing. The Republicans aren't willing to dig in either. All of them are against Trump and against Mike Lindell and against everybody as well. The deep state Republicans are really the same way, and that's of great concern. But I got a bigger question, Sheriff. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Their big claim to shut us down on this vote fraud discussion is, well, it wouldn't have overturned the election anyway.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, here's my question to you. Here's my question to you. Why does that matter? Okay, I don't care if it would overturn the election or not. If there's vote fraud, it's got to stop. Because it may not have overturned that election. I agree. Who cares? What it would do, though, is it might affect the next election. See, vote fraud's vote fraud, and fraud is wrong, and fraud's got to stop. I don't care if it would have overturned the election or not.
But it was also an excuse to stop investigating.
Correct. That's my whole point, though. But look, why, though? It doesn't matter if it would have overturned the last election or not. If there's vote fraud in play anywhere, it can affect any election at any time. Past, present, future.
If you robbed a bank. If you robbed a bank and you didn't take very much money, then you're okay. We're not going to come
out. Yeah, the bank wouldn't have failed there, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. The bank has insurance, so no problem. So, all of that. I've wondered the same thing forever. I thought this was a crime.
See, I'm not backing Donald Trump on this. You know, Donald Trump has won election, and I believe there was fraud in his election. I think he's right on that point. But to me, it's not about Donald. It's not about whether it would have overturned 2020 for Donald or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's about we have to have honest elections.
I think the greatest crime is that the coup here was against the American people, not Donald Trump. I think the coup here that's happened numerous times, it wasn't just 2020, and the Democrats have yelled and screamed the same thing on the Bush, both times Bush won, George W. And so
Chads, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. But I remember in 2002, I was working on a committee, a political action committee in Las Vegas, and I voted in Las Vegas because I lived there for about 3 months. And I remember going into this Diebold machine, and you're handed a little credit card, and you put the credit card in the machine, and then it spits it out to you and gives it back to you, and there you go. You just voted. And I said, a lot of the voters and people were looking at each other. How do I know what happened inside that machine? How do I know what happened on this little credit card that I supposedly just voted on? It was a crock, and I got very suspicious, and I said, who controls these computers? Who programs them? And I had just read a book called The Sovereign Individual, and it was all about how people were going to be able to hide and not be monitored and tracked, and crimes. Same way, because they're done in cyberspace. And I said, this vote in Vegas, in Nevada, just happened in cyberspace. And they've even gotten more sophisticated with all of this since then. So I don't trust any of it anymore. And I am calling for every sheriff in this country to investigate his county to make sure it did not happen there.
So, I think that's vital. I think that's necessary. And like I said, this isn't about Donald winning or losing. And this isn't even about the 2020 elections, although it's about all those things in part. This is about future elections, ladies and gentlemen, because maybe it wouldn't have overturned 2020. I don't know factually. Some say it would, and they've got the proof. Well, let's throw it down and see. But in the meantime, I'm talking about future elections. Your sheriff, your county commissioners, your state officials. Is the vote fraud?
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West. At rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So, look, it's partly about the 2020 election. I want honesty in that election. And I don't care whether Trump would have won or not. That isn't the point. That's a great way to circumvent and shut down any discussion. Oh, he wouldn't have won anyway, Sam. Doesn't matter. No, it does matter. Okay, because the other elections, whether they be county, state, whatever, local, general elections for other officers, people, congressmen, senators, whatever, all those matter. And most importantly, what matters is, or our future elections, Sheriff?
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, our good constitutional sheriff who was fighting for the office of sheriff and to maintain its autonomy and the actual power and authority of the sheriff's office, because his county commissioners were against him, the state was against him, and the state constitution said that the sheriff is the conservator of the peace in the county. That's one state constitution that actually mentions the office of sheriff. There's a few others, but they didn't want the sheriffs to be independent. There's only three counties in Delaware, but Delaware is a very, very, very Democrat blue state. And Sheriff Christopher, who had been doing and this fight and waging this fight, he lost by like 16 votes. And so if it was just a few votes of cheating that we've been talking about, it made a huge difference in the life of the people in his county, and also in his own personal life, where he was fired by the vote fraud or the voters. But I don't trust it, because it was simply a very blue state that was manipulating. We know have had a problem. I don't trust it anymore. Why? Because of the widespread voter fraud that's going on across our country. And this talking point, oh, it wouldn't have mattered, wouldn't have changed anything. And that's in that particular race, it would have, and we would still have Sheriff Christopher there. So I'm wondering if it happened to Finch in Liberty County. I'm wondering even way back if it happened to me in 1996. The brothers who wrote the book Vote Scam called me and asked me three questions, and I told them yes. You know, was there a power outage? Was it a computerized tabulation? And were the percentages all the same? And I said yes, 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 yes. And he said, you were had. You're a victim of vote fraud. And I said, well, I'll do some checking. And Pat Shannon came into town and started doing his own checking. And then the two county personnel in charge, who, by the way, didn't like me because I was too conservative and suing their buddy, President Clinton, they said that we can't show the ballots to anybody because they got wet. And this reporter, Pat Shannon, said, well, let me see the wet ones. They said, no, we can't do that. They're too ruined. And so this is the kind of thing that kind of made me suspicious. But I was done. I wasn't going to fight it anymore. I left and went and ran for Utah County Sheriff. And then, of course, 3 days before the election, the IRS and FBI raided my office, and that became the headline of the Provo Daily Herald, the biggest newspaper in Utah County. So I, you know what? I don't trust any of all this. At the time, I was kind of naive and didn't think people would be that dishonest. But all that has changed, and I guarantee you, I'm not naive anymore. And we need sheriffs. And one sheriff yesterday told Tanya that none of the sheriffs there are going to do anything about vote fraud. We're just not going to, you know. And so it's really scary to me that we could have people who are required to investigate crime refuse to do so for one reason or another. And most of it's just political expediency and laziness and lazy political expediency.
Well, and a lot of it is the propaganda.
That is what has me concerned.
A lot of that is the propaganda of the parties in bed with the media as well.
Oh, okay, yeah,
so
sure.
The problem is that if you're a Republican, your leadership mm-hmm. is saying, don't you dare investigate this. It's just a wild-eyed conspiracy theory. You're going to get mud all over your face. You're going to get, you know, when there's nothing but a nothing burger there, you're going to get egg all over your face. You're going to look really bad. You're going to don't touch it. It's politically, you know what? There's too much capital, political capital on this. Don't touch it, mm-hmm. Sheriff. And so the mainstream, in my opinion, punk deep state Republicans in leadership are the ones that are pushing that narrative along with the mainstream press. They say there's nothing there. How come every time then we finally get a break in a court case or we finally get, you know, some evidence or we finally get some FOIA, Freedom of Information Act request or grandma request is what they're called in some areas in the local levels. And how come when we dig, we find pay dirt every time? Look at 2,000 mules as just one example. Look at these dead people across the country, 350,000 of them, according to PILF and according to the Epic Times now and other places. You know, hey, every time we dig, we get pay dirt. How come that happens if there's nothing to what we're saying?
Yeah, and the sheriffs that have initiated investigations are definitely finding things. I talked to Sheriff Hayden out in Kansas the other day, and he's already finding stuff. And he said some of these drop boxes in my county, and he's not in a large county. There's not really large counties in Kansas, maybe one or two. And he said the ballot stuffing that we saw on D'Souza's film, 2,000 Mules, were so full that he couldn't get them open, and he had to get a locksmith to get them open because they were stuffed so full of ballots. He said, I've never seen that ever since I've been around this. And he also said that the last time a Republican won in his county, the presidential nomination or the presidential election was in 1912. But Biden, because he was so popular.
Nobody likes the Republicans there.
Yeah. So very suspicious. And there was a lot of things that were just suspicious, Sam. But as you've alluded to before, this is beyond suspicion. This is beyond probable cause. This is bold in your face, absolute evidence. Now, I'm not drawing any conclusions. I'm not saying D'Souza was right. I'm saying what D'Souza shows in that movie is extremely compelling, and there's not a single governor, attorney general, secretary of state, or sheriff or police agency in this country that should not be looking at this very seriously.
And Sheriff,
every law enforcement agency should be conducting an investigation.
And Sheriff, you bring up the quintessential point here. Part of the biggest reason that I am convinced there was vote fraud and that there is ongoing, continual, systemic vote fraud. The reason that I say that is because of their reaction.
Yeah.
Okay. If it was on the up and up, Republicans and Democrats wouldn't be divided on this. The deep state versus the rest of us wouldn't be divided on this. State governments wouldn't be going into cover up crazy psychotic mode. They wouldn't be attacking the messenger. All these things would not be happening. They'd be like, okay, look, yeah, we agree. Let's square up the votes. Let's make sure that we can count the ballots related to the electronic mirroring of that. Let's, no problem. Transparency would be a given if they were on the up and up. But my question is, what do they have to hide? Why go into hyper extreme mode and attack Sam Bushman as the messenger and say, oh, he's a nutcase, he's whacked out? Why go after Greg Phillips in Georgia and say, hey, we want to subpoena you or your information? How dare you? Why are they going after him? Okay, what makes them so belligerent everywhere. It's an absolute stonewall to say there's no vote fraud. The courts won't touch it. The Congress, well, hey, Congress never even looked into it. Americans went there, but then there was this insurrection that derailed the whole thing, and Congress never looked at it. Why? This is what I'm talking about. Why? Why wouldn't Congress say, yeah, we couldn't look at it at the time, fine, because there was, you know, craziness in the country or whatever, but now we're going to dig into this. We're going to go look back and confirm and see, because over 150 congressmen and senators, believe it or not, believe there's something wrong. But they got shanghaied and shut down. Why? Every time we want somebody to look at this, somehow it doesn't happen. And then they call the guys calling for it kooks. To me, that's a telltale sign that something smells in Denmark, sir.
It is. It's typical of guilt-ridden and guilt-laden and guilt-saturated suspects who want to make sure they can cause some sort of diversionary tactics to lead you away from looking behind the curtain. And so, yeah, it's obvious. And as a former investigator, I would look at somebody like that in an interview and telling me why they will not investigate, or why we should be looking at this and we should be looking at these other things where there's really crime and real problems in America, and instead of looking at probably, Sam, the worst crime in the last 100 years in this country, except for human trafficking and sexual exploitation of children. This is the worst crime, and it was a political coup, not against Trump, but against the American people, and stealing our authority and power to pick our own representatives in this constitutional republic. It is destroying our constitutional republic right in front of us.
And so I don't understand why we would say to a sheriff, you know, don't look at this, sheriff. There's nothing here. Move along. Why wouldn't we say, sheriff, let's create transparency. Let's create accountability. And if in your county there are no ballot boxes like the ones Dinesh talks about, fine, let's rule that out. Now, are there, you know, dead people on your voter rolls? Are there people voting twice? Are there, we can go into 10, 15, 20, 30, whatever ways that these problems are happening and say, look, come back and show me that we've got a clean county, sheriff, because if we do, that's, in my opinion, an opportunity for celebration. Hey, this is not going on everywhere. Yes, it's a problem and it needs to be fixed. This is not attacking any individual. This is a clear reality check to build confidence, build trust in the American people for their government. If we don't gain that trust back, where do we end up in the long haul is the real question, right?
Yeah, and it looks like we're headed right to the same type of banana republics that like Fidel Castro always won his elections big. Hitler won his elections big. Putin wins his elections big. That all these banana republic dictators always win in these huge landslides. Wow.
We're headed in the right, Sheriff.
We're headed in the same direction.
See, and we can't have that in America, though. We need to have a trust that the sacred vote matters. And it shouldn't be a left-right. It shouldn't be a deep state versus us. It shouldn't be a, you know, inside Republican or a shame game. Oh, my gosh, you believe in vote fraud. You're goofy. You're as, you know, you believe that, I mean, you're spooky. Okay, it shouldn't be that discussion. It should be all of us should be saying, hey, we do want transparency and accountability. And I'm to the point where I'm saying, if you don't want transparency and accountability, if you're going to push against that, what is wrong with you? You should be voted out next election just because of that.
Yeah.
Just because of that.
Topic and excellent information today, Sam. This was an amazing show again.
We're going to double down and carry on next hour with a whole lot more details. We're going to talk about attorneys, too, on the Sheriff Mac Show, simulcast with Liberty Roundtable Live. Be ready. Hang tight. God save the Republic of the United States of America.